The Trump administration announced plans Monday that would require drug makers to reveal the list price of their medicines in TV commercials. The move effectively sets the stage for months or even years of battle with the drug industry. Kaiser Health News senior correspondent Sarah Jane Tribble covers drug pricing, and she is here to walk us through what this means. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is this new proposal? What exactly will it mean?
So what Secretary Azar of Health and Human Services under the Trump administration, he took to the stage yesterday and he announced that any drug that costs more than $35 a month would need to have advertising on its television ads. And the rule is rather specific. It says the advertising needs to be on a contrasting background and needs to be easy to read.
So there are a lot of questions embedded in that. What price are they going to list in the TV commercials? Because based on how much people pay in insurance, the prices are different for different people, right?
Right, exactly. So when you go to the pharmacy counter and I go to the pharmacy counter, our copays may be different depending on our insurance, and we may have a deductible we have to fulfill. So the question is what price will be up there. The secretary did note that they want list price up there, which is also a good question. What does it mean? He clarified later and said it would be wholesale acquisition cost, which is an industry term where nobody really pays that often. And Alex Azar made a point of saying that the list price does matter, and he did this big analogy with the auto industry on cars and so forth. And it does matter because it's the base for a lot of negotiation, and it can be a base for what people who are uninsured pay. But
would it matter to consumers, though?
It can be often confusing
right.
for consumers, right? So if I'm told that my drug is $5,000 a month, just for example,
uh-huh.
but I'm only going to pay a couple thousand dollars a month, or my deductible covers it, or my health plan covers it, and I'm only paying $50 copay, it could scare you away from getting that drug.
Right. So even though it's kind of confusing, it's still demanding a level of transparency that I imagine the pharmaceutical industry isn't so keen on.
Yeah. And it is getting a lot of attention. It's something that is kind of a populist thing that people can grasp onto. And it is just a few weeks before the midterms, I want to point out, for the November election. So the timing is very exciting because people really care about prescription drug prices right now. Recent polling shows that price transparency on prescription drug prices polls well with American voters.
Just the idea of it, forcing these drug companies to be more forthcoming. What's the likelihood that it actually is going to go into effect?
So let me back up just a minute and say in the pharmaceutical industry's response, because I think that helps lead us to the likelihood of it going into effect. So yesterday morning, before the secretary took to the stage and made this big announcement, the pharma industry, through their trade group Pharma, made a big announcement as well. And they said, hey, we're going to do a voluntary measure where we ask our companies to help educate you about your price. And we will help, you know, direct you on our website to information about the benefits and cost of our drugs.
Mm.
And they're going to put together a web portal that you can go and look at your insurance options and so forth.
Okay.
So that was kind of the pharma industry on the offensive. During the press call for that, somebody asked, hey, is there a possibility for litigation here? And the industry didn't say no. And I think it's a legitimate question. And several law scholars that I spoke with yesterday did note that this is just asking for litigation.
So even if the rule comes into being, which you've outlined as kind of a long shot because of litigation, what tools does the Trump administration have to enforce it?
So they don't have much at all, not really anything. In there, they say that they're going to put together a list of companies that don't meet the standards and shame them. And then they're going to expect the other companies to sue each other or consumers to sue the companies. So no real tools.
Feels more political than substantive. Sarah Jane Tribble, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.